South Africa stands on the cusp of an extraordinary national election this year, marking its seventh since the landmark transition from white minority rule to a vibrant democracy 3 decades ago. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. However, the electoral landscape carries an unprecedented aura of uncertainty. For the first time in the nation's history, the ruling African National Congress, ANC, a stalwart of power since the historic ascendancy of Nelson Mandela as the nation's inaugural black president in 1994, faces the ominous prospect of securing less than 50% of the popular vote. At the heart of this electoral drama lies Jacob Zuma, a figure both revered and reviled, whose tumultuous political journey has taken center stage once again. Ousted from the presidency in 2018 amidst a maelstrom of corruption allegations, Zuma has resurfaced with renewed vigor, spearheading a new political entity bent on reshaping the country's political landscape. Understanding the enigmatic figure of Jacob Zuma is essential to deciphering the current political maelstrom. A towering presence in South African politics, Zuma's roots trace back to his pivotal role in the anti-apartheid struggle, where his tenure as a senior leader within the ANC solidified his standing among the masses. Despite initial skepticism about his leadership credentials, Zuma's tenure as Mandela's deputy and subsequent elevation to deputy president in 1999 underscored his political acumen and resilience. Zuma's ascent to the presidency, however, was marred by controversy and legal battles. Despite weathering accusations of corruption and even standing trial for rape, Zuma's political fortunes remained largely intact, buoyed by his unwavering support base, particularly in the KwaZulu-Natal province. Yet, his presidency was fraught with turmoil, characterized by allegations of cronyism and rampant corruption, epitomized by his close ties to the influential Gupta family. The crescendo of discontent eventually reached a breaking point, culminating in his forced resignation in 2018, marking a seismic shift in South Africa's political landscape. However, Zuma's fall from grace proved to be merely a hiatus, rather than an epitaph to his political career. In a stunning turn of events, Zuma re-emerged on the political stage, defiantly renouncing the ANC and spearheading a new political venture, Umkhonto we Sizwe, named after the ANC's erstwhile military wing. This audacious move has injected a fresh dynamic into South African politics, with Zuma's newfound party posing a formidable challenge to the ANC's hegemony. Despite legal wrangling over the party's nomenclature and emblem, Zuma's charismatic presence and fervent rhetoric continue to resonate with a significant segment of the electorate. As the nation braces for the upcoming election, Zuma's political resurgence looms large, threatening to fracture the ANC's traditional support base and ushering in an era of coalition politics. With polls indicating a surge in support for his nascent party, the specter of a weakened ANC forced to negotiate intricate political alliances looms ever closer. In the midst of this political upheaval, Jacob Zuma's rallying cry reverberates across the nation, encapsulating both hope and trepidation, "I need to return so that I can fix things." Whether his return heralds a new dawn or further exacerbates South Africa's political quagmire remains to be seen. Yet, one thing is certain: the winds of change are sweeping through the Rainbow Nation, heralding a tumultuous yet transformative chapter in its democratic journey. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.